I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is in the midst of bringing nearly 400,000 fish to alpine lakes across the northern half of the state, including in Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties. Alex Hager has the details on their surprising delivery method.
CPW fills more than 300 alpine lakes with trout every year, giving anglers a chance to catch some fish in the backcountry. But these lakes are way past the reach of roads. So CPW takes a bunch of 1¼-inch baby trout and drops them into lakes from a low-flying plane.
When they are deployed, because they're so small, their acceleration rate stabilizes very, very quickly, and then they float on down.
That's CPW spokesman Jason Clay. He says the agency has been doing it this way for decades, and it's almost entirely safe for the fish, who stay in a column of water the whole way down. They have a survival rate of more than 97%. Clay says the best way to find out which lakes are stocked is to contact an aquatic biologist at CPW's office in Glenwood Springs. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Colorado hotels saw occupancy rates increase again last month after the industry started to bounce back a bit this summer from what experts call a devastating blow brought on by the pandemic. According to the Rocky Mountain Lodging Report, room occupancy rose to just over 50% in August. Bill Hopping is a market consultant.
As the pandemic progressed and summer progressed, people became a little bit more comfortable with driving to destinations, and there was less of a bad day for everybody through those peak summer months.
Hopping says the luxury hotel sector made the greatest recovery after taking the hardest hit. But he adds that the industry expects another downturn with students back in school and temperatures dropping. The Aspen Chamber of Commerce recently released data showing August bookings were down 15% from the same time last year. But the average price of a room was higher. Bookings for the fall also look like they're trending up. Some school districts in Colorado struggle to balance their budgets even before the COVID-19 pandemic. A new state audit covers a three-year period that ended in June of last year and looks at the state's 178 school districts. Almost 20% of them missed at least one of five targets used to measure a district's financial health. The report shows the most common problem comes when districts have to use reserves to make up for state funding cuts. Colorado's Emergency Rent Fund has paid out about $7.5 million to cover housing costs for people in need during the pandemic. That leaves about $22 million in the programs that state lawmakers launched over the spring and summer. Both renters and landlords can apply. This is Aspen Public Radio News.